Module 5, Preparing for Brainstorming. Before we learn ways to generate solutions in the problem-solving process, we will prepare the way for creativity. This module introduces common mental blocks to productive brainstorming, as well as techniques for dealing with the mental blocks. It also presents some ideas for stimulating creativity. Identifying mental blocks. Brainstorming can help you arrive at a solution to the problem, even for problems that seem unsolvable or that seem to only have inadequate solutions. However, before beginning a successful brainstorming session to generate ideas, you must remove any mental blocks. Mental blocks can eliminate great solutions before they are thoroughly examined as possibilities or springboards to other possible solutions. There are many types of mental blocks. Most blocks to problem solving fit into the following categories. Emotions. Emotional blocks can include anything from a fear of risk-taking to a tendency to judge or approach the problem with a negative attitude. Emotions. Emotional blocks can include anything from a fear of risk-taking to a tendency to judge or approach the problem with a negative attitude. Distractions. Too much information, irrelevant information, or environmental distractions can prevent a productive brainstorming session. Assumptions. If problem solvers assume there is only one correct solution, they will be unable to generate additional ideas. Assumptions also become mental blocks from stereotypes or perceived boundaries where none exist. Culture. Culture defines the way we live and limits the idea we may generate or consider. However, not every culture is the same. Sometimes the cultural blocks are unnecessary, and sometimes we do not consider cultural limitations when we should. Communication difficulties. If we cannot communicate our ideas in some way, speaking, writing, or pictures, these communication difficulties can block our progress in generating ideas. Removing mental blocks. So what do you do when you identify a mental block? Carol Goman has identified several structure techniques for block busting. The first technique is an attitude adjustment. To remove blocks arising from a negative attitude, list the positive aspects or possible outcomes of the problem. Remember that problems are also opportunities for improvement. The next technique deals with risk-taking. To remove emotional blocks arising from a fear of failure, define the risk, then indicate why it is important. Define what the worst possible outcome might be and what options there are in that scenario. Think about how to deal with that possible failure. The next technique encourages you to break the rules. Some rules are important, but when rules create an unnecessary imaginary boundary, they must be disregarded so that the problem solvers can come up with innovative solutions. The fourth technique is to allow imagination, feelings, and a sense of humor to overcome a reliance on logic and a need to conduct problem solving in a step-by-step manner. The fifth technique involves encouraging your creativity. We'll look at that in more detail in the next topic. Stimulating creativity. The creative problem-solving process requires creativity. However, many people feel that they are not creative. This is the sign of a mental block at work. Everyone can tap into creative resources in their brains. Sometimes it just takes a little extra prodding. Creativity is not something to be turned on and off when needed. The potential for creativity is always there, we just need to learn how to access it. Here are some tips for creating a creative mental space to encourage productive brainstorming sessions. Go outside for a few minutes, especially for a nature walk or bike ride. Exercising and getting sunshine, even for just a few minutes, are sure ways to redirect your brain to a more creative outlook. Change your perspective. Work on the floor or go to the park for your brainstorming session. Breathe deeply. Especially when stressed, we tend to become shallow breathers. Fill your entire lungs with air to get some extra oxygen to your brain. Practice deep breathing for 5 to 15 minutes for not only more creativity, but for a great burst of energy. Meditate. Focus intently on a candle flame or find another way to quiet your mind of all your responsibilities and distractions. For a group, try guided meditation. Write in a journal. Write for 15 to 20 minutes in a spare notebook or plain paper. It does not have to be about the specific problem you need to solve, but you may discover some mental blocks if you do write about the problem. Dump all of your mental clutter onto 1 to 3 pages that no one will ever see, unless you want them to. Then let the pages and their recorded thoughts go, even if just in your mind. Once you get the creative juices flowing, keep them going by trying the following ideas every day. Carry a small notebook or jot ideas in your PDA. Be prepared for ideas whenever they come. Ideas often come as you are drifting off to sleep or as you are waking. Stretch your boundaries by posing new questions to yourself learning things outside your specialty, or breaking up set patterns of doing things. Be receptive to new fragile ideas that may still need time to develop. Be observant of details, including self-details. Find a creative hobby, including working puzzles and playing games. Case study. Hercules, Bill, and Richard were brainstorming new ideas for a business venture regarding real estate. They were surrounded by empty sheets of paper and were close to fighting with each other until Bill suggested they use the method of identifying mental blocks. Richard and Hercules agreed, and they set out defining their blocks, including those emotional and block of distraction, as well as the cultural blocks they were experiencing with each other. Together, they put aside their assumptions, communicated their difficulties, and worked towards a better brainstorming session because of this. All three men were pleased when they managed to brainstorm an effective idea for the future of their joint venture.